Thank you, Lord. Resurrection Sunday, this is 4:20:25. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. It's called Look in the Book. Why is our nation in such a mess? They quit looking in the book. Why does the church seem to be so immature? They quit looking in the book. Because of the lack of apostolic and prophetic accountability, the church has lost its way. What way? God's way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. People are choosing all kinds of ways out there, and none of them are right except Jesus. He's the only one. Let's go over to Hosea chapter 4. Instead of taking the gospel, spending money taking gospels, we spent money building buildings for dramas and all kinds of things. Won't go into that. Okay, if you really look at it, Jesus and his team, they were mobile. They didn't have any buildings. They didn't have any meeting places. Think about it. Go into all the world and build churches. Did it say that? No. That'll come, but the gospel was what was to come first. Take the gospel to all the nations. Hosea, starting with verse 1 there. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out. Blood touches blood. Sounds like our day. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. They don't believe the word of the Lord. They'll shoot you down. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priest. And I will punish them for their ways, and reward them their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for they themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doeth not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Bethaven, nor swear the Lord liveth. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone. Their drink is sour, they have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love, give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. I think we're seeing the same thing in this land that they were seeing in their land. Because the same thing. This is something the Lord said to me right here. Only the apostles and prophets can restore order to the church, for they receive insight from me, the fountain of living water. This is Jeremiah chapter 17, talking about the fountain of living water. That's what we need. Let me find Jeremiah here. There it is, 17:13. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. 14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed, saving I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. My church is undisciplined, rogue, and without any connection to me and my spirit, a house of wayward children. Discipline must return to my church, for my glory cannot be seen from a church that is tossed about with every wind of doctrine. Entertain us, they say. I'm looking for an army, the army of the Lord, a conquering force with my generals in place. Will you be part of my army, or will you be part of the undisciplined children playing church? Many are called, for few are chosen, and have allowed me to discipline them so that they might be mighty in spirit. Mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds. This is what my army is all about. Giving the enemy no place, taking back all the enemy has stolen. This is my thought. Let us agree for a return to the Word of God in our nation. That they will look in the book, because God's word holds all the answers. It is not a document, but it is living. And it's for the living. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Being transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is there for a reason, so you can know God's will and not commit treason. God considers it treason, regardless of what they consider treason to be. James chapter 1. Starting with verse 22 there. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. That's what we need to return to. Now you can understand why Satan comes to steal the word. It is the most powerful thing on earth. Despite what people say about it, you know, I got to thinking about the claims they make about what's happened to the Word of God. Well, the devil's done that. Let's look at Mark 4, the parable of the sower here. I'm going to start with verse 14 there. It says, the sower sows the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. I was listening to something yesterday, and I recognized the lady's voice when she came on. And so I just fast-forwarded because it was pre-recorded. This is some woman talking about, well, they messed with everything, so the word's no good. Yeah. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. The word is being sown. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when afflictions or persecutions arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. I've observed that personally just in the last few weeks. People that are offended at the word, it's just too hard. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things enter in, choke the word, it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. So most give up. Let go of the word. Very few grab a hold of the word. Okay, 26. And he said, this is Jesus, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, for the harvest has come. This is the way the word is cultivated in a person's life. You cannot have the gospel without the word. You can't take the gospel without the word. The gospel is the word. It is not just a book or a document like the Declaration of Independence. It is living and it is supernatural. No matter how they tried to mess with it, a person can look and begin to change from the inside out. Not one of God's words will return void. Let's see if I read all of this over here. Let me read this 30 and 32. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? This is Matthew or Mark 4. Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that is in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge and under the shadow of it. He's talking about the word of God. Isaiah 55. He's talking about the word here. Starts out in verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a lender and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it shall give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Do you think it's so naive to think, because this is a lie of the devil that has spawned in the hearts of men, that the word is no good? Do they think the God that made all things couldn't take care of his own word. He said it wouldn't return void. You should go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. What sign? His word won't return void. It will produce. It will produce. God's word and his divine plan for man is his divine plan for man. We need to agree and pray that people will be drawn back to the word of God. God's word in Genesis 1, the then known world, he created the then, this, there was a world before it. I know there was a world before it. And then he spoke and he created this world with his word. Oh, Lord, help us. Not one word that he has spoken will return void. I don't care what space of time. If you think about how many years from the time that it was prophesied of Jesus coming, he'd be born of a virgin. What, 700 years? 750 years. Did it go void? Did it return void? No, it did not. The enemy has sown tares among the wheat, saying, they say it is antiquated. They've messed with it. They say it's not complete. These are the things that I hear today. You can't understand it, they say. It doesn't have to be understood for it to work. Jesus is the Word of God. James 2:19. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Why do you think they're trying to steal it? Because they know the word is their device. They know reckoning is coming. God's word in his instruction manual. The demons are scared to death of it. They're scared to death of the word. That's why they come to steal the word. And they know if you get a hold of it and speak against them, it'll work against them, just like it did with Jesus and just like with God. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The devil's trying to create his world, and he nearly did it, but he didn't. Look over here to Romans 10:8-10. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Right now, it's living. Someone doesn't even have to have a Bible to speak those words and become born again. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. One of these days, if the Lord allows me to, I'm going to work up a sheet. And I'm going to talk to these people that are saying these things on these podcasts that you call into, if he allows me to. If he doesn't want me doing that, it's not my lane, I won't. But frankly, I'm fed up with it. 2:13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the record or word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. The word of God's in us working. It constantly works in us. You can't take that away. That's what's so different about the word of God. It's in us, and you can't take it away from us, even if you took every Bible we had. And we have the teacher of the church inside that can bring everything, anything we ever read to remembrance. I've told this before, but I'll tell it again. I maybe had read the Old Testament one time, and I'm sitting in a church service, and with my open eyes, I see a man hit the ground three times with a stick. And I thought, I know I've read that in the Bible somewhere. Went home, found out where it was. The Holy Spirit brought that up to me. I was minding my own business there. I'd never had anything in church before, not a word or anything else. But it was for the pastor about don't give in to the recession. It was back in the 80s, I believe, and the recession was going on. And he was telling this pastor or apostle not to let the recession get into his thinking, but to hit the ground more than three times. Because when that happened, the prophet said, well, if you'd hit the ground at least five times, I could have delivered you from now on, but you just hit it three times. You limited me. Now I can only do it for however the space of time it was. I'm thinking, this is all from someone that maybe had read the Bible one time. It's in there. He's in there. He's alive. Okay, let's keep going. Hebrews 1. Just getting people to get this stinking thinking out of their minds. Starting with verse 1 of Hebrews 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? He made the world, everything in it, everything that's in existence, he made it. And it's not going to change. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I tell you today, his word is living. It isn't just words on a page that you can just accept and or reject. It's the very words you're going to be judged by, whether you received them or not. There's not anything that the Holy Spirit does not know. I have personally had him show me things about things I didn't know about. And they were all involved. These are people that have passed away. The Lord's shown me things. That's revelation from the Holy Spirit, for he knows everything. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, not by somebody out there with some means or method of some kind. It doesn't matter what evil men try to do to God's word, for it will never pass away. Even better, it is written in our hearts. says he's written at tables, fleshly tables, not stone tablets. When you get away from God's word, you get away from God. It grieves me when I hear people on these Q&A platforms that say they're Christians. You know what? That if you say you're a Christian, Jesus is the word. But they also say that the Bible has been messed with and you cannot trust it anymore. God knows it all, and don't think for a minute that he doesn't already know the end from the beginning. This is Isaiah 46. He does know the end from the beginning. Starting with verse 9 there. Remember the former things of old from the Lord, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. So he knows the whole thing. It's already done. Just like that one, it's already done from the foundations of the world. He's already done it. It's like Q. We already did it. You're just watching the movie. You're just got a few acts and scenes in this movie in your life. That's what's going on. The return to God and his word is the only thing that will ever save this nation. They could cut all the military spending worldwide and just get everyone a Bible in their language and require them to read it. If they just take a look in the book, I could save them a lot of money. Hebrews 12. You talk about spending cuts. Miss Thrifty over here. I had to make a household run and a little bit of money for many mega years. And we never did without, never not, did not pay a bill. All right, 22. Of 12. Wait a minute. Yeah. But you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. You talk about an army. One angel could do more than all the armies of the earth all put together. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Those are the ones that are rooted in the word. Anybody else? They're going to be shaken. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. They just don't know who they're messing with. The devil has convinced them, deluded them, seduced them. Okay. God is raising up apostles and prophets across our nation to restore sound doctrine. He's giving each team specific instructions to take out the high places of the enemy. We're going to read one instance. This is Judges chapter 6. fits perfect. Talking about the Lord's been speaking to us about being specific, getting specific details concerning the counties that we have the jurisdiction over. Okay. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and caves and strongholds. So it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. Guess they were taxed to death like all of us. Just ravaged by the evil ones. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth, till they come into Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. And they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. It came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up out of Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Duh! And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was an Ophrah, that pertained unto Jonah the Abizrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Who did he tell to take the land? Wasn't the Lord. He gave them the land. Now he said, now you go take it. Pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, or whatever the case may be. The Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Well, let the Republicans do it. Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh. I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, and I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and 11 cakes of an ephah of fine flour, and the flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto him under the yoke and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth, and he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock, consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. The Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. And to this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. It came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock, in the ordained place, and take the second bullock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him, and it was so. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, but he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it. And the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon the son of Joash hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son, that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar. Therefore, on that day he called him Jerubbaal, Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he has thrown down his altar. And all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout Manasseh, who also was gathered after him, and they sent messages unto Asher and unto Zebulun and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool. Now I'm not going to do the fleece, so we'll just do and go over to 7. Through the fleece, he proved to him that it was the Lord. Okay, chapter 7, we get the details of this plan. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moriah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. The Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whosoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into their hand. Let all the other people go, every man unto his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. Now this part, Gideon goes down there and hears them talking about a barley loaf tumbled into the Midianites, talking about the barley loaf tumbled into the tent. They had a dream. It must be Gideon. In other words, it encouraged Gideon. Let's pick up here 15. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. He divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and 300 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had put newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. The three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their hands, the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal, and they cried, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host, and the host fled to Beth Shittim in Zerahath, and to the border Abel Meholah, unto Tabeth. So God killed all the Midianites. They just obeyed him in a little simple thing. But they followed him to the letter. Okay. I want to read this from this is from Brother Hagin's Faith Food. This is April 12th. I want to read the scripture first. This is Ephesians 1. It's not by might or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This is Ephesians 1:22-23. Hath put all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. This is the quote Brother Hagin makes. The church's place is to rule over the powers of the air. So God is going to give us the strategic plan to do what he's told us to do, and we're going to carry it out to the letter, and he's going to do the works. Okay. All right.